Pickaxe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Feels on Meals. It is me, Boba, joined by Ozzy.
Hello, welcome.
And today we're going to be going on a little Disney adventure. We've got some restaurants at a, there's basically a large area in Disney Springs, which is like, you don't have to go into the park itself, so you don't have to pay a ridiculous amount of money to go to these places.
Oh, okay. I thought that it was all contained within the parks. That's good. So if you just fancy going to a themed restaurant, you can do without paying the full entry price. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
This is like it's like a big outdoor Disney mall kind of. So you've got a bunch of places to eat, a ton of them. Yeah. And some of them are themed, some of them are silly, some of them are serious. And then you've also got a bunch of places to shop at.
Yeah.
And like gimmicky places, and also of course Disney stores. You've got a Superdry there, which we don't have a bunch of super... Is it Superdry?
Yeah.
I get Superdry and Superdrug confused.
Both British shops. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Staples, if you will.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, Superdry, you do get them... more, well, it was created in the UK, wasn't it? So that's cool. Mm-hmm. Get that Superdry while you're going to Disney. Interesting.
We get excited about it.
I can imagine.
There's the... I think also a Uniqlo, which they don't have a ton of those. I know there's some in New York or whatever, but yeah, they have some here too.
Mm.
And then just like a bunch of stuff for kids to do. There's the Star Wars Trading Post gift shops.
Oh.
There's the famous Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, where you can pay for a package for your kid to be princessitized.
Oh my
which
goodness.
Which is pretty cute.
Wow. Oh.
But Disney. I guess the...
What's this Disney Days of Christmas as well? They got a Christmas shop all year round.
Where is that one at? Disney Days of Christmas.
It's next.
Oh, this. Yeah. Let's just take. Oh my gosh! What? Look at how cute it is.
I want to go.
Oh my gosh! Let's just take a little look at this real quick. Okay, oh, there's.
What are they?
Peanut reindeer.
I love the bow tie pasta bow. I need one of those.
Oh, that is so cute.
Oh my goodness.
This is what we do in Florida because, you know, we don't have that traditional Christmas spirit where it's not snowing.
Yeah.
So we have to pretend that it's Christmas.
By having it, you know, all year round.
Yep.
Insane.
There's quite a few. Got those dogs. They're too cute.
They are very cute. They're a bit Wallace and Gromit looking.
That's what I was thinking too. I thought they looked kind of Wallace and Gromit-y. I have been to Disney Springs, but I only did shopping there. Mm. And I think while I was there, it was like one of those dilemmas where I was with a partner at the time and I got hangry.
Oh.
So, you know when you're mad and you're like, what should we eat? And then everything is kind of busy and only does reservations. And then by then you're so angry you don't want to eat anything. And then you're just mean to the other person. So that was... That was where I was at. But so I didn't eat anywhere there. But we've got a couple to look at. One that caught my eye and one that caught Oz's eye. So we'll go through those a little bit.
Yep.
The first one... It's the T-Rex Cafe.
Yes. Love it.
Which is, so if you're looking, so we've opened up the image of this T-Rex Cafe, which is basically fashioned to look like a huge set of rocks with a sign on it that says T-Rex with a T-Rex on it. There is a person in an admissions booth, a dining booth thing outside.
Yeah.
There is a Jeep with all of the fashioning, some netting, basically very Jurassic Park-y.
Yes.
And the most amazing part of all is a huge, I assume, brachiosaur or brontosaur?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Fossil? Skeleton?
Skeleton. Oh, it's next to Uniqlo. It's impressively large. Good. It's huge as a skeleton. I would, if I was a young child, I would have shat my pants seeing that. I would have been so excited. This is the place I think I would have dragged my parents to. I was obsessed with dinosaurs. I still am quite obsessed with dinosaurs. I think they're pretty rad. So I'd love to go here.
I think so. They are. It's like, it is definitely an eye catcher for sure. I feel like it's one of the more heavily themed restaurants at Disney Springs. I'm just gonna take a walk down a few feet because I think there's a kids menu that I can just, or maybe just a specials of the day that. I've zoomed in on.
That's nice.
It's like a rock with a little, what is that?
Called? A pterodactyl or something? It's like a flying, it's like a cartoon version though. I don't think it's very accurate.
Sure, he is blue and yellow, and he's got very comical sized body parts.
He's very fun looking. But yeah, it's got I can't really see what they're offering on this menu. It looks very carby, which is always a good sign.
It does look like plates piled very high with some stuff as well. I think this looks like it could be a whole chicken cut up on this plate.
Wow. Oh, it could be actually. It does kind of look like chicken.
There's like a leg and maybe a breast and the wing or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
So we'll have to see. The outside is very, very impressive.
Oh, there's another dinosaur there. Look at that one. Oh, there's a...
Where's he at?
On the...
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So around the corner, a T-Rex.
Wow. That
it's
is
got
incredible.
The sign, the T-Rex sign. I'm trying to see if I can walk right into the area that I want. I forgot there's like a little river throughout the whole thing too.
Beautiful.
That's really pretty.
Wow.
So let's see. T-Rex, try one of our dynamite options today, I assume it says. And I can see appetizer, burgers, seafood, and carnivores, I think.
Oh my goodness. That wouldn't surprise me. It does look very, it being a T-Rex cafe surely will have a huge carnivorous menu offering, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the dishes are also like themed somewhat towards dinosaurs.
Ooh, I hope. I hope.
Look at that. Look at that sign.
It's a T-Rex who is purplish blue. He looks like he's got yellow lipstick on. And then I didn't notice this little Triceratops.
He's nice.
With green body. And it says, eat, shop, explore, and discover. Because part of this is, of course, there is. Oh, apparently there's a Build-A-Bear inside where you can build a dinosaur.
Dino. Oh my goodness.
So there is a gift shop on the inside. And speaking of on the inside, I believe this is what it looks like on the inside, which is... absolutely amazing. Tables sat next to, I don't know if they're animatronic, but at least statues of dinosaurs with with some sort of like blue amber looking stuff where you can see fossils inside of it.
Looks so good. It's like a mysterious, like wonderful cave. Ice cave. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the ice cave. Oh, I love it.
Oh, I see. So he's frozen in the ice. Okay. There's like, all right, which one are those? Are they mites or tights?
They are tights. They hang,
okay, tights.
Hang down to tights.
Okay. I always get told the way to remember, and honestly, I never remember it.
Forget it. Always. It's, yes, it's the one piece of information I remember.
She's retained it.
I've retained it. The only useful thing I know. But it looks incredible. Like, there's a, I think there's a mammoth. There was a mammoth I saw on that. And there's like a picture further down, I think. That's got a big woolly mammoth there that's looking on.
Oh my gosh. Look at him. He's so cool.
Look at him. He is incredible.
Yeah, he's like comb over the little hump on his head. He's got all of his hair just kind of smoothed down. Maybe he's a greasy boy.
Greasy big mammoth boy.
He's so cool. The ice cave. I wonder how much that gets booked out.
Mm.
There's like, gosh, is this a water place with a huge
sea creature?
Octopus?
Yeah, there's like jellyfish and loads of things hanging from the ceiling and coral and... It looks massive as well.
An aquarium. Yeah.
Oh, there's actually an aquarium in this. Whoa. This restaurant is, I mean, calling it a cafe seems to sort of undersell it. This is like a very, to me, a high class dining experience.
It is just huge. It is huge on the inside.
Wow.
Oh, and there's so much to it. The colors in it are amazing too. You've got like these really like deep, rich blues and pinks and oranges. And it looks like they've got it kind of divided up visually for sure. Oh, is this a space one?
Oh, that looks fun. This looks like the gift shop, doesn't it? That looks like...
Oh, yes.
There's the gift shop and they've got like ribs. They've got like a skeletal rib section with some shelves on there, and like there's the sun and there's the earth. I know that one. The moon.
We know that one. Maybe that's, is that,
what's that one? Is that,
it looks like Jupiter because it's got the cloud, but it's
blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Bloopiter. I think that's Bloopiter.
Oh, it looks so good. Gosh. It looks really
good. Just, as a kid too, I bet this would be just absolutely outrageous. There's a, that's what we saw outside. So outside there's a digging pit.
Nice.
Hopefully for after dinner when you've already, you know, you don't have to wash all the sand off your hands.
Is that the bathroom?
Oh God, for the children. Yes. Just take them outside.
Go and do your stuff in there.
Honestly, the inside, if you haven't seen it, definitely take a look at it. I wonder when this place was built.
That's what I was thinking as well, actually. I was thinking, the problem with some of these amazing decorative restaurants is that I do worry that after a certain amount of time, they do start to like look a little bit dated, and like the sculptures and the you know, ornaments and everything start to look a little bit worse for wear. And also, we've now found out that none of these are very realistic. You know, there's definitely not enough feathers going on. So it's not the most accurate representation of dinosaurs, but it's still incredibly impressive. Oh, wow.
2008. See, I thought it would have been during the 90s boom of dinosaur interest, you know?
Yeah. So that's, I mean... What was the last? I wonder if there's any big dinosaur films released in 2008 or around that time.
She's cute.
Oh, she's having a great time.
She's looking. She looks happy to be at the T-Rex.
I mean, I would.
That's the only selfie that we've seen so far. Look at this guy, the ice boy. He's frozen in the ice.
He's so T-Rex. Cold. Free him.
He's Oh my gosh, Oz! Look at that.
Whatever that is, I want it. That looks great. It's like a drink.
That's from when we were kids, kind of looking like, you know? A drink that's got a dinosaur's head for the top.
And a fun, like, straw to drink out of.
this kid looks like they're from the 90s too. They could be a blast from the past. Okay, let's take a look at the menus then.
Mm, yeah.
So I will pop this in the chat for you too, so you can open it up as well.
Thank you.
I thought it said Tex Cafe, like Texas, oh. And I thought, where the heck am I? But it's T-Rex Cafe.
Where are we again?
Where are we?
Where is this place? Okay.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
So, first of all, I mean, this is what they've chosen to sort of represent the cuisine mm-hmm. here.
The picture, yeah. Mm. Which, I don't know why, but the slab of butter on the steak, which is melting, I don't know why, but I don't feel like, do they typically do that with steak in pictures where they put a melted slab of butter on it?
I don't feel like this is a very common, this can't, I rarely see you just a blob of butter on a steak.
Have the butter steak, please.
I mean, it looks good, but it's kind of like, yeah, usually you'd not, I don't know. It's true. It's very unusual. It's accompanied by some shrimp, some mm-hmm. rice.
Those are big shrimp,
they're
too.
Huge.
Compared to what the UK folks have. When I go there and someone gives me a shrimp, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Where'd you get this out of the sewer? Why is it so little?
It is. They are sadly very small. Shrimpy. I mean, they are called shrimp, I suppose. Or prawns. We know them more as prawns here. But yeah, they're tiny. They're tiny. We're missing out on these big bastards. The vegetable on here, though, doesn't look that great. I'm not going to lie. It kind of looks raw.
It does look, it looks kind of very like, this looks like white mom vegetable dinner, you know?
Yeah.
You've got zucchinis or courgettes.
Yeah, courgette.
Yellow squash, some carrots, and maybe that's it in that little medley.
Mm.
Some brown rice, I think.
Yeah.
And then...
What
do you think's in the, what's in the potos? Is that scallops or is it potatoes?
I was thinking it could be either of those. I feel like it looks more scallopy than anything,
mm-hmm.
but you could be right.
With some
potatoes.
So like a little pan or like pot thing, a dish, a bowl.
A bowl, I think. Yeah,
it's a like, cooking bowl.
It's like a little oven-proof dish thing. I can't just. What are they called? I don't know. But it's like a little serving.
A little serving. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Of cheesy cheese with either scallops or potatoes, or perhaps scalloped potatoes.
Could be.
With some
yeah.
green onion, which is one of the best things to put on anything.
Mm, true.
So that's their representation.
Yeah. I mean, it might be on the menu. We'll see if we can figure out what that is on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking
at appetizers.
The menu actually doesn't look too big, which is nice to see because sometimes the menus are just huge.
Yeah.
And I'm one of these people where the more choice there is, the harder it is to decide, obviously, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too much choice is a bit too much of an overload and it's becomes difficult to choose what to get.
I think too, it's a thing with the themed restaurants too, where they sometimes do too much.
Yeah, yeah.
But saying that, the themed restaurant, I don't see too much of it having an impact on the menu besides maybe some of the names of them.
I was gonna
unless
say,
till we get to the kids menu.
Have you seen the soup? Oh yes, you're looking at the Supersaurus sampler for four.
Yeah.
So cheesy skillet meatballs, Nashville hot boneless wings, chili con queso? interesting. Caprese flatbread. I don't know how to pronounce caprese flatbread mozzarella. Something. Sticks. That's $31.99. That's quite expensive. I suppose it is for people, oof, though. That's quite a lot, though. Yeah.
And also, if you're really feeling, you know, ravenous, you can also add spare ribs for $9.99 more. I don't know where I am, Oz. I just had to accept the cookies on this website. So I'm like, where am I? And then, Colosso, I guess that's kind of dinosaur-y. Yeah. Beef nachos for two, which is also $20.49.
Still quite a lot.
I do love some nachos, though, Oz.
Nachos is a very good starter. But I feel like that would do me. I could just get if I just got that appetizer for one, that would probably be good for me, you know?
These are big appetizers, too. I guess usually I don't think there's much dining for one at the old T-Rex Cafe.
I'd definitely be going on my own. Nobody would want to come with me. Be like, let's go to the T-Rex Cafe. Oh, Bo, you'd come with me, wouldn't you?
So I'd go with you.
We definitely could get the beef nachos for two. That would be nice.
See, I forgot until I reread it that it's got beef in it because it says Monterey Jack and cheddar cheese, black beans, pico de gallo, chives, and sour cream.
Mm. And beef.
You've got, I guess the Supersaurus does most of what else is on the appetizer menu, which is mozzarella sticks for $12.99. That's a lot for mozzarella sticks.
Flipping heck.
And then the Caprese Cheesy Caprese flatbread.
Yeah.
$13.99. Yes. And also the skillet meatballs with the cheese, $15.99.
Damn. That is a lot. I guess they're maintaining all those dinosaur statues. It's, you know, and feeding all those fish. There's a lot to maintain in that restaurant. So maybe that's why the prices are so high. This is pretty expensive by the look of it.
Got regular old soup and salads with some kind of dinosaur-y names. A Jurassic salad, a Caesarsaurus salad, which I do like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Oh, you can have that with chicken or shrimp. Interesting.
Okay. Mm. Not bad. Not bad. Mm. Those are kind of regular. Some two types of pasta. Prehistoric pasta, which is just Alfredo sauce and fettuccine with either chicken or shrimp if you want.
And so expensive. It is. I mean, pasta, mushroom ravioli with shrimp, $30.49.
That is a lot. That's I guess you are probably paying for the experience in a way.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
But that is so much.
It is. That's a lot. I hope you get big portions.
I hope so.
Mm.
Mm.
Okay.
Let's see. Seafood.
Yeah.
With salmon and shrimp.
Whiskey
fried shrimp.
I love that. Whiskey salmon and shrimp, though. I wonder what... Oh, bourbon glazed.
That sounds delicious, actually.
And then, the tar pit fried shrimp, which is tartar and cocktail sauce. Nice. I like it. Seasoned fries and coleslaw. That sounds really good.
Oh, check out that last one there, Oz.
Fish and chips. English style tartar sauce, seasoned fries. Fries? No, you want big, thick chips. And coleslaw. Never had fish and chips with coleslaw, but hey.
Ooh,
you know,
a little fresh palate cleanser there or something.
Yeah, looks pretty good. Then we've got carnivores.
Okay.
Oh yeah, look at these names. This is good.
This is where they've really put it in, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Meteor.
What have we got?
Meteor meatloaf, which sounds pretty good. Homemade meatloaf, barbecue sauce, red skin, mashed potatoes, seasonal vegetables, fried onion strings.
Mm. Very good. Very good. A boneyard buffet of rotisserie chicken. Oh my god, spare ribs too, and fries and coleslaw.
See, that's
$31.99.
To me, that's not too bad value, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
You know, because that's quite a lot of choice. I mean, it is a lot, though, for a main, in my opinion, but, you know, not too bad.
Taking it away in a little doggy bag.
Yeah, for sure. Fire roasted rotisserie chicken, half of a chicken, red skin mashed potato, seems a little vegetable. So you just have chicken. Okay.
We've got the rack of bones, meso bones, I guess.
Yeah.
The rack of spare ribs. And then some pretty typical stuff. A New York strip for $30. Wait, $39.99 with steak butter. This is what we saw
that
in the
must
thing.
Be the thing.
Steak with steak butter. The mashed potatoes. Okay.
Ah.
And seasonal vegetables. That doesn't look like mashed potatoes up in that bowl, but I guess I'll believe them.
Maybe it tastes really good. Maybe that's why it's so expensive, because $40.
Yeah, that is a lot. That is a lot. Shrimp scallops and scrimp skewers and chimichurri sauces and sirloin steak and all raptor rice.
What is
raptor? Just throw that in there at the end.
What is raptor rice? Interesting.
I do not know.
Oh.
And that's just the trio. So shrimp, scallops, shrimp, and a steak. Okay.
Mm.
Some good old regular marinated chicken breast with some...
Wait, maybe this
Greek
is the
style?
Maybe this is the one we saw then. Because that one had shrimp and scallops, we think.
Okay.
But maybe...
That must be it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because it had the raptor rice.
But there's
rice.
Veggies.
Yeah, that's true. I think what they're offering on that picture, they don't actually sell.
Yeah, it's just it's just to lure you in.
Yeah. Weird.
And good old chicken fried chicken.
Chicken, cucumbers, calamata, olives, tomatoes, honey dip, Dijon mustard, red skin mashed potatoes.
All doesn't sound bad.
It doesn't sound bad, but they're all quite similar, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
it's very typical, easy kind of steakhouse stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Burgers and sandwiches.
I was going to say, I usually, if there's a burger on a menu, I'm pretty, like, boring, and I will kind of always go for a burger.
Yeah.
I can't pass up the opportunity to burg. But they are very expensive. Holy shit.
They are. Oh my gosh. A regular burger with American cheese. I guess you can get it with whatever you want on it, maybe. $19.49. Or if you want the huge version of it, the Megasaurus Mammoth version, $23.49.
Sheesh.
And
mushroom and Swiss cheese, which is just adding mushrooms and Swiss cheese, is $21.49.
Unless you get it mega, $25.49.
Jeez.
They do have a Beyond Burger, though, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Plant-based patty, Swiss cheese, onions, and bun, $20.49.
That's nice to see that they offer it, but it is like a dollar extra. I hope one day that it will be the same price just to have a meat alternative. And then they do a chicken sandwich.
Not bad.
Which sounds quite nice.
What do you think, Oz? What are you thinking?
Well, I definitely think I'd like to share a nacho starter to begin with.
I would share. I'd share one with you.
Nice. And I think moving on to like a main...
Because
I'd probably go for a burger.
Yeah.
I think it's tricky because I do like my mushroom and Swiss, but I think I'd go for the basic bitch Bronto burger.
Do you do a lettuce, tomato, and lettuce, tomato, and onion on your burgers?
I do, yes. Apparently they serve them on the side, so I'd have to add them myself. But I like all of these things. Yeah, I like all of these things. How about you? What would you go for?
If we're going to see dinosaurs, Oz, I'm going to treat myself a little bit. And I think I'd get the trio and take some of it home.
Oh,
which is
nice.
The shrimp and scallops. I cannot resist a scallop.
Mm.
The skewer and then the steak with the raptor rice, which is $32.99.
I mean, that would probably feed you for a couple of days, though. So I think that's a good choice. And it does sound really good. You get a lot of bits to try on there. Whereas I've just limited myself with, you know,
a burger.
A burger's a burger, right? How good can it be? It's probably dry. I feel like I'd regret this choice. I'd look at your plate and... and regret my choice. That's usually what happens. Like, man, I wish I'd ordered that. And yeah, you know, and I'd probably try and like steal a scallop and regret it even more. So
you could have a scallop, or you can have one.
Thank you.
We've got, so shall we chase it up with a dessert of, have you had a key lime pie before?
Ooh, I haven't had key lime pie. The idea, I think, is it kind of like a cheesecake kind of thing?
Let's see. I'm like trying to remember specifically the consistency. So it's like a graham cracker. Graham cracker. A graham cracker crust.
Yeah, yeah.
Typically. And then, so it's like, I feel like it's less dense than a cheesecake. Okay. It's more like a lemon tart, maybe.
Ooh, okay.
But a lime tart instead.
Interesting.
Meringue on top, typically.
Mm-hmm.
At least, so someone in my family would make a key lime pie with key limes from their tree. And they would make it so that there was, you know, a regular portion of the lime tart itself, but then they would put the exact same portion of meringue on the top with the toasting on
it. Gosh.
Which was really good.
Wow.
So I don't think that's typical, but that's how I like it. But it was pretty good.
That does
but
sound
it's
nice
because it's sour and like
sweet.
Just light too.
Mm. Yeah, it does sound good. I for some reason, like, citrusy and creamy desserts to me aren't my go-to, but you've described it. Actually, I would quite like to try it. So if I do get the opportunity, I will. Maybe that's what I'll order to try it out.
Key lime. Are you sure that you don't want to have the chocolate extinction for four with me for $21.99?
You know, after seeing the name, I definitely do. From the name alone.
They just come up and kill you. They poison it. Chocolate extinction. You ordered it.
Yeah, you ordered death. There you go. I mean, I wish there was sort of a description of what it was. Out of sheer curiosity, I think we'd have to order that. And, you know, if it is for four, we could take it home if there's
that's
any left.
That's true.
So that's fine. If we live, anyway.
Let's see. T-Rex Cafe Chocolate Extinction. We might be able to...
I want
to
see...
This is not true.
What?
Stop. What? They got to put that in the description. There is a...
Oh, my God.
There is a bottle. There's like four towers of chocolate cake, which I suppose could be mountains, with...
It's like a volcano.
Two scoops of vanilla ice cream around, like, in each bit. So there's eight scoops of vanilla ice cream. In between four scoops of maybe chocolate caramel cake. And then, like Oz is saying, it's a volcano because in the middle, I assume you get to take this big plastic bottle home, this is why it's for four people. There's a smoking, what is that called?
Dry ice. Yeah.
And it looks amazing. We would have to get this.
That's so
we would
good.
Have
yeah.
to. Why didn't they say what this looked like on the menu?
They're really underselling this because, yeah, it's fantastic. What a show. Like, why wouldn't... It looks incredible.
This a little birthday party girl with her chocolate extinction.
She looks like she's been to become a princess before extinction, which is incredible.
I think you're right. I like the family photos of them. It's a very intimate look at it, you know?
Yeah, it is. Oh, look, see.
This one's got real fire in it or something.
I think someone's lighting something on fire. I don't know if that's normal, but it looks incredible. And for $21.99, I feel like, you know, with a bit of the show going on.
That is not a bad deal for this. That's a lot of cake and ice cream, too.
Yeah, and, you know, considering it's just going to be us two, we've got a portion for the next day.
And the show, like you're saying.
Yeah, looks great. Looks really good.
I got the... What is it?
I was going to say, I've got... I'm just interested about the kids menu.
Yeah, that's what I've got pulled up now.
Nice.
So it doesn't look too... you know, adventurous or anything. We've got just grilled chicken, some sliders, tar pit shrimp, chicken strips, Dexter's corn dogs. Mm. I don't know if Dexter's a brand. Is he a guy? Is he a dinosaur?
Maybe. And also Roxy's pasta. Who's Roxy? They could be like characters, maybe.
They must be.
In the T-Rex cafe. Because there's Cosmo's cheesy macaroni as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got Dexter, Roxy, Cosmo.
Oh, and Sly.
Not bad.
Sly sliders as well.
Okay. Maybe they've got, like, on the actual menu, a little picture of them next to it. Lava lasagna, though. Mm. I don't know why I'm being pulled so much towards that, but
lasagna is bad. Good. It is good.
They've got some healthy sides.
Yeah, what are these sides? This is a really weird... Like, I'm sorry, but...
Fruit, gelatin, and fries also available.
I don't understand why you'd go, right, I'm going to get... I decided that I want some tar pit shrimp, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a child. And then next, yeah. I go, I know, I'm going to have go-gurt with my shrimp. Isn't go-gurt like a yogurt?
It is, but it's in a tube so that you can just suck it out of the tube.
Like a froob. Nice.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yep. Applesauce, corn, fruit, veggies, potatoes, or go-gurt.
I kind of feel sorry for children.
I know, these could be cooler. I mean, I guess they have the name is what's cool about it.
Guess.
But I would hope that in a themed restaurant, maybe they would like make the burger have like little horns on it or something, you know?
Considering like how much, I wonder how much this all is. Because there isn't a price on, but I assume you get your entree... Your side, your drink, and your dessert all in a meal. So you can get milk, apple juice, Capri Sun, and also Coca-Cola products are available.
Okay, in case you want to get them all riled up for when they go dig in the pit outside.
And then dessert-wise, chocolate tar pit. And creamy chocolate pudding with crushed Oreo cookies and gummy dinosaurs. Now that sounds
not bad.
That sounds really good. Or a chocolate chip ice cream sandwich. But by the looks of it, a lot of these kids are going in for the chocolate extinction.
So I mean, that's the seller.
It is. But the chocolate tar pit sounds pretty fun, I gotta say. It sounds like a good time. Gummy dinosaurs.
I agree. I mean, that's very typical, like, the mud kind of dessert, you know? I guess we can look at the gift shop a little bit.
Yeah.
Which has got, you know, very typical dinosaur figurines. Silly Putty, I guess. Do kids still play with that?
I think they like, is that like slime? They like slime?
Maybe like
kids
slime.
Love
okay.
Slime, don't they?
Do you remember being a kid and taking the Silly Putty and then pressing it onto, like, the newspaper so that it would imprint onto the putty? Did you ever do that?
I didn't do that. And I didn't even know that was a thing. See, what is Silly Putty in Britain? Did we even get Silly Putty?
We had Silly Putty and it was, like, kind of tacky. And then you could press it onto, I used to press it onto the comic strips in the newspaper, and then you peel it off and it's on there.
That's so
and that
crazy.
Just is like a testament to kids just willing to play with whatever, because what am I going to do with that? Wow, it's cool. I guess that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I must have like encountered it. Full confession though, like slime and that kind of stuff used to make me actually retch when I was a child.
Really? Oh my gosh.
I didn't like the smell or the sensation of it. So maybe that's why I didn't play with it a lot, which is kind of sad really, because I'm, you know, I feel like I'm missing out. Oh my gosh, are these the reviews you've seen?
These are the reviews. So we've got 3.5 stars out of 5 with 1,652 reviews and 3,015 photos. So we can see what the food actually looks like. The burger, now that you see it, is not bad.
That does look okay, yeah.
Unless that's a promotional photo. You've got a child eating the huge burger here, and he's got a dinosaur toys.
As if he could
and eat. And his chocolate extinction.
Bloody hell. He's going in. He's not going to finish that.
He's got the... This is from the business owner. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
A meatloaf. Oh, no.
The meatloaf has been uploaded. What do you think how this looks, Oz?
I think it looks like shit.
You've got the meatloaf with the crunchy onion bits, some sad vegetables on the side, and I guess the mash underneath.
Hang on, how much was that? Let me just double check the price. Let me double check the price on the meatloaf. That was...
Oh, no.
So this dish that you're showing me right now is worth, apparently, $24.99.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I mean, the photo that they took is at least artistic.
Yeah.
Or something. It's just the vegetables definitely look sad and a little wilted.
Yeah. Doesn't look... I mean, yeah, you would expect a bit more, I think, for that much money.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a video? Oh my God.
Got a bunch of stuff about the inside of the restaurant. I think the people really like the underwater bit.
I mean, who would...
Oh my gosh, the... tentacles of the octopus move.
Yeah, it's like some weird jellyfish octopus thing, and it's quivering. It's quivering.
Quivering. Oh. I guess this is a salad. Maybe the lighting in the restaurant, because it looks like this is entirely blue.
This is what I was thinking, actually. It's all well and good having this atmospheric lighting, but blue is one of the most off-putting colors that you could have while you're eating. It's not very appetizing, and
yeah,
look what it's done to this salad. It looks weird. It looks like some sort of alien life form that they've been served.
Well, it's a salad with, you know, it looks like a maybe a copious amount of dressing on it as well.
It's hard
and
to
then
tell.
A bunch of croutons, but it's the lighting in this area is so blue that it looks like back when, I don't know, I think this 90s dinosaur restaurant has me thinking a lot about being a kid, but remember the blue and purple ketchup? I feel like this is like a blue salad edition.
Oh yeah, yeah, it definitely has that, like, it doesn't look appetizing to me. I think maybe in real life it wouldn't look that weird, but it looks very weird in this picture. And those croutons are absolutely massive. They're huge. Is that
we like the bread part of the salad.
That's fair enough. Yeah, I can understand that.
That's what we like. Oh gosh, Oz, don't look.
What is this?
$22.99 fire roasted rotisserie chicken. Oh. It barely looks cooked. Those chips, those fries are so sad. The raptor rice.
Dear me, that's a real shame. That is a real shame. A half a chicken. Okay, the chicken. Yeah, the chicken looks... I mean, I could do a better job in my oven. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Come on. It doesn't look very seasoned. It's still pretty white with maybe some, like... Maybe some pepper on it? Maybe some sage or something?
Yeah.
It does not look fire roasted, I'll tell you that much.
No.
You hear all of my constructions ramping up around me. Soon they're going to break through my wall.
It's the dinosaurs. What else have we got? That looks fun. Yeah, look, they are animatronic.
The dinosaur is moving.
Oh my goodness. He's incredible. Yeah, pointing at it. Yeah, look. Yep.
Everyone loves him. Not too many. Oh. The photos of the food are not doing a good job. This
fish and chips.
That is not a fish, Oz. I thought it was a gross piece of steak.
I thought it was ribs when I first saw that.
The blue lighting, once again, has not done any favors, or has it? It's a piece of fried fish that looks like decrepit ribs scattered with the chips and then the coleslaw and tartar sauce.
It's just been like thrown on the plate. It's not really had any sort of care and love when it's come to the plating, the display.
It is not doing well.
That looks awful. I'm sorry, English style, calling it English mm-hmm. style is
it
is not right.
Why does it look so wrinkly?
It is very wrinkly.
How did they get this wrinkly flat piece of fish?
It looks like it's been deep fried like a couple of times. It looks...
Oh, that is true.
It looks like it's maybe been come in frozen and then they've fried it, but they fried it for way too long.
Mm-hmm. It looks like most of the photos of things. This is maybe a salad or pasta. Prehistoric pasta with chicken. That doesn't look too bad.
That looks kind of nice. They put their phone like light on, so it doesn't look too bad.
And they've put it directly into the pasta as well. But it looks like most of them are taken in the lighting area where you can't... It's not doing it any help. It really isn't.
No. And I imagine like in a natural lighting room, it probably would look all right. But just in the blue light does not
It is look making good. It look worse. It is making it look worse. What? I promise that's construction and that I'm not just sat here ripping ass the entire time.
Huge farting. There was a video of the dessert. Yeah, that one, I think.
Oh, here it is. Oh, okay, that's a lot of smoke.
Whoa! I like they've even got a filter going on in this for some reason, but...
It's got butterflies flying around in the filter. That is a lot of smoke.
You can barely see the dessert for all the smoke. Pretty impressive, though.
It is. I guess this is a good photo. Well, that's kind of basic, yeah. But it does look like frozen fried shrimp.
That was from January this year, so,
oof.
You know, that's probably quite, obviously, it's pretty recent. It doesn't look mm-hmm. too bad, though. That doesn't look too bad.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I guess, you know, I've looked at all of the thing. I forgot about the reviews.
Couple of them. See what people have actually said.
All right. So what is it? Can I sort by... I don't know how to do Yelp.
Yelp sort.
What do we want? Newest first?
Or lowest rated?
Lowest rated.
I always find these the most entertaining.
All right, this person's got what they've titled Disappointing Burger with a photo. I agree with them, because that is definitely just a regular slice of American cheese.
Yeah.
The pickles look really terrible. They're like sliced long ways.
Oh no, they look awful. They look like they've been out drying. They look like they've been dehydrated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh dear.
So this person says, Silent B from Glen Allen, Virginia says, this is not what I consider a $19 cheeseburger, and it showed up warm at best. If you're going to charge that much, at least fill up the side with fries.
Mm-hmm.
And $4.29 for a Coke? Come on, I won't be coming back.
Oh, dear.
Koala, the owner, says, hi there, we sincerely apologize for your experience. We're always looking for ways to improve. Would you fill out the feedback at the link below?
It's interesting, though. Like, would you, if you got served that and you were disappointed with the quality or the portion size, would you say something, or would you just take it as a lesson and never go back?
Mm-hmm. See, I am a pushover, and also having worked a lot in the, like, customer service industry, I am just like, it's difficult for me to say something, but yeah. I think at that point, I don't know, because that burger did look terrible. I think if I was being honest with myself, I think I'd just be like, okay, I'm close to Disney World, I'm near a bunch of dinosaurs, I guess I'll pay $20 for this burger even if it's not great. And then if I ever come back again, I'm not gonna get the burger again.
Yeah.
What do you think you would do?
It's a really difficult one, because I totally agree with I've worked in hospitality, and I've had people complaining about the most inane stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
this does look complaint worthy.
It
right?
does. I mean, it's borderline, right? It's borderline. At least, like, you could say, I mean, it's so difficult. I don't think I'd blame the server. It's obviously somebody is deciding the portions somewhere. But Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would either. I have before, yeah. though, in a restaurant, actually. I have before. Gasp. I have. It was at a well-known Japanese chain in the UK. I'm not going to name any names.
Wagamama.
What? No. but I used to go like very, very regularly, and I would order the same thing each time. It was like some teppanyaki, and I remember being served it once, and it was like the portion was so small, like it was barely. And considering how, I mean, they're not cheap either. It's like £13, £14 for a main there. And I remember I did say, like, I am really sorry, but this isn't usually, like, the quality I do expect from this place. Like, I didn't want to be like, damn, I'm here all the time. I always eat here. I wasn't an yeah. asshole about it, but I did, like, draw their attention to, like, just the fact that it wasn't up to what I expected from this place.
Yeah. So what did they say?
They were like, oh yeah, no worries, we'll remake it for you. And
was it better?
It was. And I think as well, like, it does depend on the staff at the time, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, obviously no shade to anyone, like, they're just doing their job and everything. But I feel like that is probably the one and only time I would ever do that. You know, I'm not going to do it again. I think that was a dark time in my past. Yeah. And, you know, now I realize, like, nah, it's not.
She's actually evil, everyone.
I'm actually a real bitch when it comes. I'm such a Karen.
If her Wagamamas isn't right, she's going to come for the throat.
I mean.
No, but I understand that. If you were there a decent amount of times and, like, you expected something. I think at that point, too, you know, I think people can tell when you're not someone that regularly complains, or, like, depending on your phrasing, maybe it won't be such of a big deal and they'll understand.
Yeah, like I say, I hope if any person that works in that Wagamama knows me.
Where was it?
I'm not saying. But I just hope that I didn't come across nasty, you know, I wouldn't do it again. If this happened mm-hmm. to me now, I would not say anything ever.
Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't say anything. No way.
You're too funny.
I think that's the thing, you sort of learn from these experiences and you go, okay, that wasn't what I expected, but this is a choice. I don't have to come here again.
That's what COVID's done to us too. It's made us less argumentative and less, you know, ready to confront people.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously if there's something, you know, for sure wrong with your food, like if it's not mm-hmm. cooked. There was actually another time that I did have to send something back, but it was because I was literally served a raw egg on a pizza. It was just raw, and I did say, like, I'm really sorry, but the egg is raw and I don't really want to eat it.
How did people just send that out to, like, come on, you have to notice.
It didn't look remotely cooked. As soon as it was put down, you know, I'm surprised nobody thought before they brought it to me. Maybe they assumed, like, fuck it, she'll put up with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't, it was like translucent at best. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the only other time I've sent something back as well, because it was inedible. So yeah.
I went somewhere with my mom that we'd been to before, I'm pretty sure. And she got the fried onion strings, which is like a side and a decent amount of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not much to that.
No.
And my mom ate almost all of them and then sent them back and said she didn't want to pay for them. And I was so embarrassed.
Ooh.
She's like, they just weren't very good. And I was like, if they weren't good, why did you eat almost all of them?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, you need to, you know, you've got to get in there pretty quick with, like, if you've got an issue with your food,
yeah,
you know, you can't wait too long, because they, you know, you might have been sneaking bites.
Yeah,
not that you know obviously would do that, but as somebody in that industry, you'd kind of be like, oh, come on, this really,
yeah.
Like,
they did it anyways, and I was like, please don't enable her.
Oh.
It looks like most of the negative reviews for this are about the service and, of course, about the prices. A lot of them talk about no one answering the phone for reservations, waiting too long, that reservations don't guarantee seating, and I guess just most of it is that the food was of poor quality and was expensive.
Okay.
We can see the highest rating. Yes. We'll look at maybe the top one of that.
Let's have a look.
An amazing experience. I was in town with my partner and 3-year-old son for a conference and decided we wanted to do something fun for him. We looked and looked and finally found a referral for this restaurant. This isn't just a restaurant. This is an amazing experience. Between the shows that they have, the food, the Sunday dessert, the saltwater fish tank builder Rex, I couldn't have been more pleased. Thank you for the awesome service, awesome food, and amazing experience. I think that's probably the way to look at it, is if you're going here with a kid, then all of it is probably worth it. Yeah. You know, if you're just going with your partner or your best friend and, you know, you're in your 30s, cough. Both of us. I still like dinosaurs, though, and you do, so I think we'd be a little bit more into it.
I could definitely, like, negate the poor quality and maybe the high prices due to, like, the incredible
dinosaur.
Yeah, and the atmosphere. I could definitely see me forgiving a lot of things based upon how cool it looks in there.
Let's see. Yep, lots of it is, let's see, absolutely love dining here. My 27-year-old boyfriend took me here on a date, and I'm not going to lie, he loved it more than me. They gave us a wait for about 45 minutes and got called back in less than 10. Since it's Disney Springs, it's a little pricey, but the experience is 10 out of 10. We also loved our waiter. He took very good care of us. So I think it's like food quality and price versus, you know, experience, and then also knowing that you're right outside of Disney, basically.
Yeah.
So the prices are going to be kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah. You'd expect it, right? You know, it's the location. There's one thing that we didn't actually check out on the menu, which is the drinks.
I bet those are themed, right?
Oh, they look and sound pretty incredible.
Okay, what we got, Os?
There's a lot of alcohol, and you can buy, you can keep the glass.
Oh.
I think if you pay, these are all $15.95.
Okay.
And that's to keep the glass as well, which I think is a great deal because
I bet you they're like dinosaurs or something, right?
I hope so. I think that would be worth it. But you've got things like sangria, mojitos, Raptorita, Lava Flow, which is coconut rum. It's like a pina colada strawberry puree. Is that what it's mixed? Oh, okay. So they're just like standard glasses with like the logo on. They don't look too crazy, but you know, nice keepsake, I guess.
Yeah, it is cute.
Journey to the Center.
Ooh.
Rum. Triple sec fruit juices, finest call grenadine. Sounds good. And then they've even got souvenir drinks, which is, what is this?
Okay.
Cotton teeny.
I think that was on there. So it's like a wiggly glass with a martini with cotton candy put in.
Wow. Oh, Jurassic Mule not available in souvenir.
Why is it in the souvenir?
Why is it in this menu then?
The next three of them I'll say not available in souvenir, but it's in the souvenir section.
Why? I've never tried one of these Corona Ritas. You got a whole bottle of Corona beer upside down.
That sounds like a crazy wild time to me.
We need to try one.
I think this one has a little dinosaur in it too.
Oh my god, I love it. I'd love to
pictures.
I'd love to get proper hammered at the T-Rex cafe.
Yes, oh my gosh.
And then get banned. Never allowed to go back. It'd be a very expensive drinking session though. You know, they're not cheap at these cocktails.
How many people do you think tried to climb the T-Rex after they've had too much to drink?
Oh God, that would be me. I'd be like, can I buy it? I want it. How much for your big T-Rex? Because I want that in my living room.
He is cool. He's cool as hell. I've got a bunch of drafts and stuff.
Yeah.
You can have a smoothie. Okay. Butterfinger, M&M's, peanut butter cups, Oreos, bananas, strawberry, chocolate syrup.
Oh my goodness.
Amazing.
And then just your standards. But yeah, the drinks sound pretty interesting as well. It's interesting though, like a lot of restaurants usually make most of their money off drinks. So I'm surprised the food is so expensive. Maybe people come here just for a drink. This might be a place where people are like, you want to go for a cocktail? We'll go to the T-Rex cafe. You know, maybe it's...
I think so with Disney, there's like hotels at each park, but then there's also a bunch of hotels near Disney Springs. Because I think Disney Springs is also kind of like maybe the nightlife area of it.
Oh, okay.
So I think you're right too.
Ah, interesting. I mean, I'd love to go here for a drink and or food. And I think it looks good. And you could have your birthday party, your corporate event, and your educational tour and outing.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a lot to
offer. They've got a lot of options. Yeah. So what do you think of the T-Rex Cafe, Oz?
I'm pretty stoked on it. I got to be honest. Like,
yeah.
As much shit I gave the prices, I would still go. Even seeing the food under that horrible blue light.
Yeah.
I still think it looks incredible. I'd love to go. If I'm ever over in Disney Springs, I'd definitely visit here. How about you?
You can get your super dry and then head over.
Yeah. Get my super...
I would go.
Yeah? You think?
I would definitely go, I think. I would want to sit in the icy place, especially because, you know what? I don't know if the food looks better with or without the blue light. But
yeah, true.
To see the frozen boy, it just might be worth it.
That's true. I think I'd like to be seated in the water area. Looking at the
water,
the aquarium.
It is pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it looks great. So yeah, if you're over that way, maybe check it out and have a look at what you'd fancy from the T-Rex Cafe. Or if you've been there, tell us what
Let
you
us
thought.
Know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And if you've got any other suggestions for places that we need to look at, please drop us an email. And what's the email, Boba?
feelsonmeals@gmail.com.
Nice. Hopefully there'll be the email in the description, maybe? I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Something like that.
But yeah, definitely get in touch if you have some good recommendations. We love... It doesn't necessarily have to be as wild as this, but this was a really interesting...
I would like to see more, yeah.
I would too, yeah. I like a good themed restaurant. Especially one that's about dinosaurs. That octopus is incredible. Look at that bar. He's amazing.
It is really cool. It is really cool. And then you can stop at the gift shop after and get your silly putty or your slime.
Incredible.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. I hope you had a good time hearing about dinosaurs and average cheeseburgers.
Adequate cheeseburgers.
Once again, this was Feels on Meals. This was Boba and I'm joined by Oz.
Hello and goodbye.
We'll see you next time. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.